is everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you know this or not, but God, His love is reckless for you. Amen. And not in a reckless way that we think, but in a reckless way that it is, like I said Saturday night, bankrupt heaven to invest into our lives. Amen. That's good news. Tonight I want to share with you about the Bible says that sometimes we ask and we ask amiss in our prayers. And for it to say that, that means that we have to take hold of and say, okay, what is that? And I want us to stop for a second to think about that reckless love that He has for me. There's something about me seeking Him that causes me to be the same way towards Him. But the only way it comes is through the Word of God. For us to see how reckless God is and how much He loves us, it is in the Word of God. And it's revealed to us how much He loves us in His Word. And I just want to share a few things about the importance of the Word to our lives. And how that we, to have the fire in burning within us, to have excitement, to have zeal, to have that joy, there has to be Word. Amen? Has to be Word. We have to take hold of that Word. And believe it and take hold of it. You know, you're saved through the Word of God because we receive what the Word says. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. So there's confession, there's a hearing, and by faith we believe. And when we believe, we're saved. Amen? Just like that. How are you saved? Through the Word. Through His Word. So everything that comes from God in our lives is through the Word of God. It's through His Word. He doesn't do anything outside of His Word. Amen? He does it through His Word. He doesn't do anything contrary to His Word. He sticks with His Word. Amen? So it's important for us as Christians, to our passion in our hearts is to take hold of the Word of God and let it impact us. Amen? And it can happen. Amen? So let me open a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You, God. I just pray to God, Lord, as we speak Your Word, we share the Word that's in the Bible, God, Lord, that we... takes hold of our hearts and it grips us, God. Hallelujah. Even in this warm condition, God, Lord, that let us hear in Jesus' name. Amen. Just think about when Jesus was preaching some of those times. Remember He went to that house. And He went to the house that was full of people. It was full of people. And they couldn't get anybody else in the house. And there were some people there. This is what we do sometimes, is whenever we hear the Word of God, we're hearing the Word of God, and this is where we have problems, is what we begin to do is we begin to reason what it says. Instead of just taking hold of it, letting it grip us, letting it get hold of us, and just centering on that Word, centering on that Word, centering hold of that, we let other things, we begin to reason things out from past traumas, from things in our lives, from doubts, from what somebody else says. And it says the Sadducees and Pharisees were in there, and He was present, the Word of God is present, to heal. And it says, and they began to reason in their hearts. So that's something that we want to stop reasoning. Amen. And we don't want to question. We just want to believe and say, God, give me the strength to do that. Amen. And that'll stir our hearts. So let's get right into it. We could see in the beginning, the Bible says this, and this is how everything was created. This is how it all began. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the Lord and the earth was without form, void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, say God said. See, listen, it all began with His Word declaring something. Amen. Just like your life spiritually. Amen. That even our natural form is because God spoke the Word that it began a cycle to begin. Amen. But we can understand that spiritually, we at God's Word, we became alive. Amen. Our hearts became alive unto God. And we could see here that it was just by Him declaring it. And He said, let there be light. And I love this, to compare this with our lives, because it says there was void and full of darkness. Come on, that's where we were. We were in a place of voidness, emptiness, and darkness. And it says, and He spoke, and He said, let there be light. So I can identify with God's Word to my life, that He's talking about me, that this is what God declared. And when He said that, let there be light. So I was awakened to God. Amen? And He says, and God saw the light that was good, and God divided the light into darkness, and God called the light day, and darkness he called night, in the evening, morning were the first day. And God said, let there be firmament. And so it goes on, and God said, and God said, and God said. So everything here began with the word of God. Amen? So it continues with that word. So we have to take hold of what God has began, what God has spoken, what God has said, and live by that. Take hold of that. Let that be our foundation, our sure foundation in Christ. Amen? And even Jesus said this. He says, when he talked about taking communion, he said about taking the communion, he said, this is my body. Amen? This is my word. This is who I am. This is the word. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen? And that word remembrance means bring it to the forefront. See, that's what we need to do with the Word of God. We need to bring God's Word to the forefront. Amen? But sometimes everything, our situations, we base things upon situations and problems and not based upon what God says. Amen? And that what He declares and what He has declared to each and one of us. So let me just take these. I just wrote a couple scriptures down today. I did feel a little bit overheated a few times today. I don't know about if you did or not. You probably did. Amen. Just going from your car is hot. But we're tough, ain't we? Come on, we're tough. Let me look at this. Romans 10. I just want to share some scriptures. It says, Romans 10:8, it says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Where's the word of God? It's in thy mouth. It's in your heart. Where's the word of God? It's in my mouth and in my heart. Whenever we receive that word of God, as we receive, we become saved. That word is within us. Amen. We receive Christ in our hearts. He is the word of God. And we receive him in our life. We don't, listen, I want you to see something, understand something, that we don't always understand everything that it says, but we got to remember that word is within me. Amen. That word is within me. And as I begin to grow with God, that word becomes more revealed the more that I begin to draw closer. He said, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. So that word, guess what? It comes up on me. Come on, amen. It comes up on me. And just like any time that you've been here in a service where that word spoke to you and it caught you and it gripped a hold of you, that word was where? It was in your heart. Amen. But we got to begin to take it from our hearts and begin to declare it. Let it come forth out of us. And so he said this. He says, Romans 10 back here. He says, even thy mouth in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth and Jesus Christ shall believe in thine heart, God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So I want you to see this, that it's in my heart and my mouth. And so whatever I am declaring, come on, amen, what I am speaking causes me to what I believe in. Come on. It takes hold of what I'm believing. So what I'm confessing with my mouth, my heart is agreeing with that. So when it comes out of my mouth, I got to make sure it's the right thing. Amen? So let's look in Hebrews 11. I just want to give you these first couple scriptures here. Hebrews 11. You all know the scripture. Somebody say now. Wow. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds, like I spoke in the beginning, were framed by the word of God. Everything exists because of that word of God. Even I exist because of his word. And he says, and the things that are seen were not made of things which do appear, which are visible. And we got to understand that it doesn't come any other way but from God. Amen? It's because of that spoken word. Everything we see, everything that exists is because of what happened in the beginning, is what God spoke. Let's look at Psalms 100. I want to give you this. This is where I want to be. And this is simple, but I just want you to just take hold of this. And it says, verse 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Make a joyful noise. Now, I want you to see something. I want you to know that we tend to sometimes not make that joyful noise. And this is where I mean where that sometimes we ask and we ask amiss. Because sometimes whenever we pray, we concentrate on our situation and pray about our situation. And I want you to know that God knows your situation. You're tired of your situation. I want you to know He's tired of your situation. You know that. He even gave us from the beginning the answer for our situation. His name is Jesus. It's the Word of God. So because of that, what we do is sometimes we let these things begin to take hold of us. And it says instead of, and we begin to make a clamoring noise. We begin to make the wrong noises. We begin to declare the wrong things. And I want you to see how important this is. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you soils, all you, how does it say? How does it say that? It says, all you lands. And that word lands, we got to stop and we got to think about what that means. That means that lands are something where that you, it's ground, it's soil, it's a place to be planted. Amen? So he says, make a joyful noise because your lands. You reap, come on, amen. We sow what we declare, amen. Our actions, the way we respond to things, what we speak out of our lives are affected. Our lands, everything around us, our situations, what we're faced with, our families, that changes things, amen. Well, I want you to see this and see how that affects everybody around us. It affects our lives. And I began to think about how that, he says, make a joyful noise. Now, I thought about what kind of noise am I making? What kind of expressions am I making? What's my life speaking? What does my life speak? Am I speaking God's word? Am I standing upon that? Am I letting that be my guide, that my way? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Am I letting the word of God be the way for me? Am I letting the word of God be the truth for the matter? Am I letting the word of God be the light in darkness? Am I letting Him do that? Amen? Am I at that place? Is my life declaring that? Is it speaking that? Or what is it speaking? Amen? Because whatever you speak, whatever you declare out of your mouth, we attract. And if it's negative, guess what you will take hold of? The negative. And guess what else? Those are the things you attract. Now, it's like birds when they whistle. They're whistling not to get my attention. They're whistling to get another bird's attention. So they're attracting other birds. Elephants, they make a noise, a sound that we can't even hear, that only other elephants can hear. But they attract those elephants, and they come. Now, if we think about that, we think, well, what am I attracting? What am I attracting? Am I attracting? Sometimes when we begin to complain, we begin to mope, and we begin to moan, we begin to attract people around us that are moaners and complainers. Come on, amen. That's who we attract. That's what we attract. That's what we're drawing into our lives. So we have to be careful with that. We have to watch what we declare, what we're speaking. We have to put a watch before our mouths because it's effective. Amen. We got to understand that because we got to understand how your voice and what you declare and what you're speaking and how that it affects things and it changes things. He says, you got to declare it, speak it. Amen. So what are we attracting? And he says this, he says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him in His presence with singing. That word serve is really cool because it means to toil. It means to till. It means to plow. Come on, that word, that's what it means, serve. To plow, to toil. What else does it mean? To pull up, to stir up. And that's powerful to me because he's saying that we have to do that by serving, by declaring what we're saying. Plant those grounds, stir those things up, till those grounds, till it up, till the grounds up, and let the Word of God be planted in our hearts. Let it take root in our lives. Let it get deep within us and begin to change. Because remember, last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about bitterness. And the bitterness is a root that that we have to be careful with bitterness, that if something happens, we don't even realize we might have it in our lives. But if you hold that grudge, you hold something against somebody, it is interrupting my soil. Come on, amen. It is contaminating the soil of my life. It's affecting me. And because of that, what comes out of my mouth is a response to what I'm rooted to. So if I'm not rooted to the Word, amen, to what God's declaring, then that's going to come out of my mouth. So I have to be careful on what's rooted within me and what I'm toiling. What am I digging up? And let me see. Mark 1:12. Check that out real quick so I don't have to go there. It says, and immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. This is when Jesus was going into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness for 40 days. Listen, I want you to take a hold of this and remember, he was driven by the Spirit of God. But every one of us, I know that when it's hot, I thought about this today. I thought when it's hot, everybody's irritated. At work, I could see everybody. They're like, everybody's on edge. Because it's hot, it's humid, your bodies are uncomfortable. It's like, oh. And I've seen everybody that way. But here's Jesus for 40 days. He's in the wilderness being tempted. He ain't eating. Now, you guys and I know that if I don't eat, I get angry. Come on, amen? That we get angry. We get frustrated. Come on, because we got to be fed. She's looking at bills. She's at 40 days. And he was tempted by Satan. He was tempted by him. He was pulled in all different directions. Sometimes we're tempted by the enemy and we don't even realize it. Where he's pulling us in different directions. Amen. He's pulling us and trying to get our attention off of God. He's trying to get us to go a different direction than what the Father has already declared. So here he is. He's in this wilderness season. He had every right to complain and be frustrated. He's in a dry place. Amen. He could have blamed everything on that dryness, on the situation that he was in, but he didn't. This is what he did. Amen. It says that he stayed. He stood the time and he declared the word of God. Every time the enemy came against him, what did he do? He spoke the word of God. He spoke the word of God. In each situation, it brought him out of that wilderness season. And then it says, and the angels ministered unto him. He was ministered to. I love that. That I think to myself, sometimes we wonder, we ask amiss, and sometimes we are pulled one way or another way, and we're maybe asking God to kind of to get us out of this situation. And Jesus never did that. He just prayed and stood. God, let your will be done. He stood in a situation where he was being led by the Spirit. Sometimes we ask God to get us out of things sometimes, and maybe God's trying to teach us something. Amen. Maybe God's trying to deliver us from something. Maybe God's kind of trying to free us from something. Amen. Instead of just saying, God, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe in you, God. And begin to speak God's word. Let there be a joyful heart within me. Amen. Let the peace of God, that passes all understanding, pass my understanding, that I could stand and be strong in the midst of it. But sometimes we run. And then the ministry of the angels, come on, of messengers, of a place of being ministered to. Amen. Of what we needed. Amen. This is what Jesus needed at that moment, was to be ministered to. And the angels came and they ministered to him. But sometimes what we do is we jump out of the situation before that opportunity comes. And then we get mad with God. Come on, we all have been there. Because the situation didn't turn in the way we think it would, and we get upset about it. And maybe God was just waiting to send ministering angels to that situation. But we jump out of it. I've been there. Come on, amen. So he says this. He says, in verse 3, it says, and know ye the Lord, he is God. He is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Now, I just want you to get this. I'm not going to be very long. This is powerful because he said, we are the sheep of his pastures. And that makes us, him, my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now I begin to think about how that sometimes he says that we are the sheep of his pasture. Now, sometimes we end up eating outside of the pasture. And that's where sometimes we miss what God's doing. Because we go outside and get our nutrition or whatever we think that we need for that moment. Come on, amen. That temporary fix. And what I mean by that is sometimes it's if somebody offends me, instead of staying within God and let God defend me, I step out and try to do it myself and get angry and lash out and respond a different way. That's stepping outside of the pasture that God has for me, where God wants me to partake of. Whenever we get to those places, we have to stay within that place, that we can get to a place where we say, the Lord is my shepherd. See, He wants to know you as His shepherd. He wants us to know Him as His shepherd. As our shepherd. The one that leads us, the one that guides us, the one that protects us. The one that leads the 99 for the one. Come on, amen. He wants us to know us that way. To hold on to that. Take hold of His Word. Stay in that place. Become dependent upon Him as my shepherd. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. It says, enter into His gates. Now, I want you to see this, that we enter sometimes that we talk to God or we approach God in prayer. Where we pray. We talk to God. We pray. But whenever we're praying for things, it says enter His gates. It says that enter, I don't want to say it sounds funny, but it's science fiction, but you enter a portal in a sense. You step into that doorway. You step into that whenever you enter and go after God. When you reach out to God, go beyond yourself, that you seek God. Enter His gates. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. To be thankful. To have a joyful heart. To be thankful in each situation. Now listen, he says, enter His gates. And that word, I like that word. That word, thankfulness, means, it's like this. Ta-da. You know how when you magic trick and you say, ta-da, after it appears. That's where they got that word from. To be thankful. Because having a thankful heart, it opens you up. Come on. It brings you a place. You step beyond that. You step into that portal. You step beyond yourselves and become thankful. You become what the opposite of thankfulness is, bitterness. And that's what holds us down. But thankfulness tills the ground. Come on, amen. It tills the ground. It gets us to a place where that we can get to a place to hear God's voice. To know what He's saying, to respond to it, to seek it, to run after it, to have a heart that's ready to hear. Because sometimes, like I said, sometimes we ask amiss. We go to God, we're angry. And we're mad about things. He says, but to enter with thanksgiving. Enter with thanksgiving. Enter that place with prayer. Psalms 119, 130 says, entrance of the Word gives light. The entrance of the Word gives light. Amen. It says the entrance of the Word of thy words, of God's words, gives light. Just like I said from the beginning, He spoke it and there was light. I received Christ in my life and He gives me light. And I receive in my life, and we have to continue to go to God. That's how we continue the Word of God. Let the Word of God saturate us. Let it get a hold of us. Let us grip us and let us guide us. And let one go to the left, don't go to the right, but stay within that Word of God. Let it take hold of us. Amen? And it becomes something that we do habitual. It's something we begin to make a habit where that we seek God, His Word in situations and our problems. Amen? Enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Verse 5, it says, for the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures all generations. Wow. For the Lord is good. That has to be something that we take hold of. And this is what I mean by reflecting on the Word of God and reminding ourselves, because sometimes situations on the outside make us think that maybe God isn't good. I hear it all the time where that sometimes somebody says, why would God let that happen? Why would God do that? That's our first response. But if we understand God and we know His love for us, that God gave His Son, that, well, why does that person, how come that person died from this or from that? Why would God put that upon them? Listen, I want you to know that it goes against God's Word, because God, He sent His Son to heal me from all sickness and diseases. He sent His Son for me to be forgiven of sins, to take hold of my sins. Amen? To remove sin from my life. Why would He put sickness on me when He sent His Son to die so that I wouldn't have it on me? So that's what we have to do. What I mean by that, we can't reason in our mind and disagree, because the Word of God says He's good. There's no darkness within God. God is truth. Everything God says, everything God has spoken is truth. Amen? I said this to my wife, that I think is powerful and it's something just to think about. Where's my phone? I just want to read. Just jotted this down. Are you okay? Every sin is a temporary reality. Every sin is a temporary reality. If you stop to think about that, like, you know, he says, don't be angry. Don't get angry. Don't get angry at a situation. Don't let it overcome you. Because anger in itself is a sin. And that anger is only a temporary situation. It's a temporary reality to make you feel good. So all sins, a temporary reality, whether to make you feel good or get through your situation, but it's only temporary. Come on, amen? So whatever sin that is, we can think about what they are, whatever that is, it's only a temporary reality. A temporary reality. Wow. Instead of the Word of God, where it's eternal. It's unchangeable. Amen? I wrote this down about verse 5. Let God overwhelm that which overwhelms you. Let the Word of God overwhelm you, that which you've been overwhelmed by. And the word overwhelm means to bury, engulf, to deluge, to flood, to inundate. That's what we need to do with the Word of God. We should be inundated by the Word of God. We should take hold of it. We should let it grip our hearts. Because when it does that, I want you to know, remember, you're here tonight, whether you receive, when you receive Christ in your life, something happened at that moment. It gave you light. You realized and you were awakened to His love for you. Something was quickened within you. The light came on. How did it happen? God's Word. So for us to continue to grow has to be through His Word. Through a personal relationship with His Word. Amen? So I want you to see something and know, let's just real quick, let's look at Luke 11, 2 through 4. I just want to give you this last scripture. Luke 11. You all right? Listen to this. And Jesus, they asked His disciples, I want you to see that they asked the disciples, they seemed that whenever Jesus, whether anything would happen, whether it was a storm would stop, whether somebody was healed, whether someone walked on water, whether someone was forgiven of sins. So they were asking, well, how do you do? Teach me how to do that. Teach me how to do this. Now, I want us to keep in mind that God doesn't do anything outside His Word. The Bible says that as the rains come down from heaven, amen, go into the rivers and the mountains, and they return back to the heavens in evaporation. Come on, amen, and how they get drawn back up into the heavens again. His Word is the same. The Bible says that His Word will not return to Him void. So I want you to see that I want to change my prayer life and get lined up with God's Word, because He says that as His words come to me and they go back to Him, they will not return to Him void. They will accomplish that which they were sent for. So it's important for me when I pray, my situation, sir, he already knows that. So I don't pray the situation. I pray the Word of God. That's how we change things. You pray the Word of God. What do you say about it? I'm going to declare what you're... I am the righteousness of God. Amen? I am blessed and highly favored. Amen? As we declare the Word back to God, we declare it. Amen? We speak it back to God. And it says, and God cannot deny His Word. Wow. So just think about that. And Jesus said this. He says, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in as in heaven, so in earth. He says, give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. We also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He opens up by saying, Our Father. He begins to declare that you're good. Our God is good. Our Father, He's holy. He's worthy. Everything that He does is right. Come on, it's pure. It is for my good. Amen? He is my Father. His intentions are for me. Come on, they're not against me. He began to declare that. That's what your Word says. You, Father, this is who you are. You're holy. You're worthy. There's no darkness within you. Hallowed be thy name. And He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will that we declare. I want you to know that sometimes our situations aren't the way they're supposed to be as it is in heaven. Come on, amen. Do you know there's nobody sick in heaven? There's no addiction in heaven. Come on, amen. So God wants our hearts to be as His heart is. That we're not overwhelmed by those things. Come on, but we're overwhelmed by Him. Let His will be done on earth, this earth, as it is in heaven. So we pray that whatever situation you're going, God, Lord, this isn't meant to be. This isn't your will for our lives, God. Our home life is supposed to be as it is in heaven. Come on, amen. I want heaven on earth. Come on, amen. I want heaven on earth. I want the reality, come on, of God's kingdom in my household, in my environment, in our finances. Come on, amen. We're not meant to be broken, busted. So we got to declare, we got to speak it, God. Amen. Lord, let favor find me, God. Let favor find me. Let your blessings pour down upon us. Amen. Come on, we got to pray. We got to continue to pray, each one of us, that God, just for each other, for one another, for you see one of your brothers or sisters in a situation, we got to pray as it is in heaven over their lives. Come on, amen, in those situations. Now, it doesn't mean that I just want you to get, we got to begin to pursue this and make this a habit. And what I mean is sometimes we get frustrated because we don't see our prayers answered all the time. How many of you prayed for some things and haven't seen them answered right away? Come on, I myself. But then I got to realize, I got to ask God, Lord, whatever your will, let it be done, God. Lord, whatever situation, God, in my life, let it overwhelm me. Let me be overwhelmed by you, not the situation. Amen? And He says, the kingdom come today, right now, as it is in heaven. Give us our day to day, our daily bread. Day to day. Say day to day. Day to day. I need God's Word in my life every day. Day to day. Not just once in a while, not just on Saturday or on Wednesday, but I need it day to day. We have to take hold of it. Amen? None of you would go without eating until Saturday. After tonight, would you? Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe if you want to get thin, but you wouldn't do it intentionally. I don't know. I wouldn't do it unless you didn't have any food. But yet we do that without the Word of God, and we wonder why things don't change. Sometimes because we ask amiss. Amen? And he says, and forgive us our sins. And this is key. I want you to know that, I want you to see this and know that for prayers to be answered, we have to be at a place where that we know that, God, I'm forgiven by you, and believe that I'm forgiven. Amen? To cause me to enter His gates. Do you know the biggest thing to keep you away from God is shame? The biggest thing to keep you away from God is shame. It'll keep you, hide you. Remember Adam and Eve? Come on, amen. When they sinned, they didn't run to God, they ran from God. And what was the reason for it? It was shame. The shame held them back, that they felt like they weren't worthy enough, they weren't good enough, because of the mistakes, because something they did, that shame kept them back. We can't let that take hold of us, amen? We have to be at a place where that we're forgiven. God, Lord, forgive me of my sins, that I come be able to come to you daily, God, and my heart is right, amen? And then we have to be at a place where that we can't hold grudges or unforgiveness against somebody. Because I want you to know that's where prayers are missed. Because sometimes there's things in our hearts that we're not forgiving of somebody, or we're not willing to let something go. Because he says that you come to me, you ask and believe. Remember. So if I can't forgive somebody, then something within me is doubting that he forgives me. Because really, whenever we are forgiven, truly believe that, we won't hold forgiveness back from somebody else. Now, I want you to know that it doesn't always come overnight. It's something that you got to seek God for. Amen? I don't want to bum anybody out right away, but I want you to know it's important for us to be at a place where our hearts are right, that we forgive, that God hears our prayers. Because that unforgiveness is like a wall that keeps us back. Because it's believing. I want you to hear that. Because when I really believe, I know, God, Lord, I'm forgiven. And you ask that, God, Lord, the reason why I might not be forgiven that person, God, Lord, work in my heart that I believe that you truly forgave me. That things in my life are forgiven. That I've let them go. Amen? Any questions? Any? Anybody got anything to add? Pray. Amen. Talk to God. Talk to God. Amen. Talk to God. And we speak the words. Don't let them be the negative words. But let it be positive. Let it be the word of God. Amen. Because that it grips us. That's what's truth. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, Lord, for these people. I pray to God, Lord, that you take hold of us, to God, Lord, that we're gripped by your word, God. Just as your son, to God, Lord, as he walked on the earth, to God, Lord, that he declared your word everywhere he went, God, that he spoke your word, God. And Lord, the reality of heaven came to a reality in the earth. That's your will. That's your desire for your children, to God, Lord, to be blessed and prosperous, and in health. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we grip your word, God, to take hold of it in our hearts. Let it shine lights in the areas of our hearts, to God, Lord, in places, to God, Lord, that doubt you, that we don't even know. Speak to us, Father, this night, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go ahead, tell me.